Let me give you another example from my own life. I was born in Cuba, and there was a terrible revolution that broke out when I was 10 years old. And right before I turn 11, my father comes to me and he says, "Alberto, I have to go to work every day. And while I'm gone, you're the man of the house. And you have to look after your grandmother, your mother, and your sister." And he gives me his gun, a 45 caliber pistol. And he shows me how to load the bullets, how to cock the gun, how to aim it, holding it with two hands, how to release the safety, and how to fire it. And he says to me that I have to sit by the front door, and if anybody tries to break in through the door, that I should shoot through the door. The first few days, any 10-year-old boy would do, I said, "How great, I've got a gun." And I would take the bullets out and put them back in. And the third day, I thought, well, I could kill someone with this. And the fourth day, I thought, somebody could kill me. And I sat with that gun by a door for nearly 3 months. At the end of the third month, militiamen come to the door. They start knocking at the door. Then they start trying to kick the door in. And I'm saying to myself, do I shoot through the door? Do I wait for them to come in? And then I do what any 10-year-old boy would do, which is to put the gun down and go to the window and look out the window. And one of the militiamen sees a terrified little boy there, and he turns to the others and he says, "Come, let's go. There's no one in this house." And at that moment, I also lost my childhood. I became very, very serious. I began having nightmares that lasted for years. I was always afraid in my nightmares that somebody would burst in the house and take everyone I loved away. I was unable to enter into any intimate relationships for fear that I would lose them, because I knew anybody I had loved, I was prone to lose. Very complex psychological. I was in therapy for years. And it wasn't until I had my first soul retrieval that I felt whole, that this boy came back, this terrified little boy who was still looking out the window with a gun behind him, knowing that at any minute he would be responsible not only for his life, but for the death of his mother, of his sister, of his grandmother. The burden of responsibility peeled away from me, and I was able to love and to laugh. I didn't learn to play until my late 20s. And then I recovered my childhood, my playfulness. So soul loss can leave us crippled and emotionally wounded. And it can take years and years for us to recover that. And it's not enough to remember the incident that caused the soul loss. We must recover that soul part and the energy, that life force that leaves when that soul part goes.